Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Rob Jolles is our guest. J-O-L-L-E-S, if you're Googling him, or put a .com on the end of it, and you can find his website, his books, all the things that he does for folks out there. Rob, remind the audience what you do for your customers.
That's a great question. I'm their trusted business advisor. I get out there, and it depends on the client, but we get in there, we look at whatever processes they have, typically on the sales or presentation side. And we analyze what's working, what's not working, and we put in something repeatable and predictable to make it work. And that's a longer answer to what may have been 10 years ago was I put on seminars.
Mm-hmm.
But the seminar is the easy part. It's the implementation that's difficult, and that's why you tailor, you put it on, and then you teach them how to manage it.
How often when you get in there do you find out that the reason why they're having problems is not because their products are wrong, their pricing's wrong, their strategy's wrong, they got the wrong employees, but they got managers that are not high functioning. That they're actually part of the problem. They're plugging things up. How often do you find that?
Well, it's interesting because I'm going to give you a contrarian answer. I think the easy answer for me to say would be most of the time, but I truly believe it's usually more of a process problem than a people problem.
Hmm.
So I can answer and tell you and throw out a number at you, but normally it's a manager who's never been trained. I mean,
right.
Think about how most people get a manager job. Whatever widget they were putting in a bag, they put it in faster than anyone else to the right or left.
Right.
So somebody said, you're now a manager, but they never trained them. They never taught them how to delegate or give recognition, how to handle a performance review, how to communicate fairly.
Or determined if they were even good material for management. Maybe they should have stayed in sales all along.
That's exactly right. Because one thing, and I hope maybe another time we'll talk about, is the fact that not everybody's path is through management. We think it is, but there's some wildly successful people. And I won't use the word wildly, but Rob Jolles is a classic example of a guy who I managed people, didn't really enjoy it that much, and couldn't wait to not manage anymore. I never liked it. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who taught me that, Jim? Xerox taught me that.
Yeah.
They put me in a class one time to be a manager, and a lot of case studies in the end, they never told us 3.5 days. They said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know if this is for me. And guy smiled. He said, that's why we sent you to the class, not to teach you to be a manager, to teach you if management was right for you. It was
mm-hmm.
brilliant.
Well, and if you're the business owner, you know, in the last couple of seconds, we were talking about how employees can manage a difficult boss. And of course, the presumption on this show is that the boss is the owner. But the boss could be a manager that works for the owner. And in a small business, it's not tiny, and it's big enough to have enough employees to have a manager between the owner and the employees. And so that's the owner's responsibility, is to make sure that when they bring somebody on to be the manager, that they're management material. I love that
yep.
term, management material. And
yep.
so everybody isn't. And of course, the classic mistake, Rob, as you well know, are taking your best salesperson and making that person your sales manager.
That's right.
That's the classic.
Or your best fill in the blank and making them the manager.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So hiring the right person to get between you and your team, which is what a manager, you know, a manager does in a small business a lot of times, that's, you know, you basically turn your business over to somebody. And I'll tell you what, I sure want to make sure I had made the right decision before I did that, because you could work 10 years to build a great organization, and it could go downhill in 6 months with the wrong hire.
Absolutely. You know, the team, John Wooden, of all people, said...
great basketball coach.
Books, yeah, great. That maybe the greatest ever, said, usually the team with the best players wins. And I love that quote, because if you think of your company that way and you realize yeah. how important the hiring is, okay? The business with the best hirings usually win. We think we can throw a magic wand and go, wait a minute, get Rob Giles on the phone. He'll train them. I'd love to do it for you, but the team that hires the best usually wins.
Mm-hmm. And that includes, that's especially true of your managers, folks. So take a little extra time when you promote, especially promote from within. If you feel obligated to promote from within, it might not be the right idea. And if you, wherever you get that manager, you make sure you've got the right one that can, that won't turn out to be a difficult boss. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today again, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen, JOLLES.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.